From the South Point studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh. Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
But I look at the clock, I go, ah! Ah!
Oh! Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
Once you've satisfied your hunger, get ready for more of the hottest casino games in Vegas. Our 24-hour, 30-table, non-smoking poker room proudly hosts all the most popular poker games with a variety of betting limits. Visit the poker room for a schedule of daily tournaments. Whether you're going to hold 'em or fold 'em, the best place for poker is at South Point Casino. You'll notice that our craps tables are usually the loudest in the casino. If you've never played, join one of our free craps lessons to find out what makes this game so exciting. Check with the craps dealer for schedules and give it a roll. Bingo is also an exciting way to spend your time. We offer 7 sessions of bingo every day.
Bingo!
And each session includes a cash ball jackpot, 12 bingo games, a progressive double action game, and a $10,000 bonus coverall. Electronic units are available. If you haven't played bingo with us, give it a try today. Guests can also get in on the action at our one-of-a-kind race and sports books. 2 separate rooms designed to maximize your experience and comfort. Our sports book, with over 400 seats, puts you right in the middle of the action, 24 hours a day.
I'm former Major League pitcher Andy Pettit. I teamed up with Tunnel to Towers after seeing their life-changing work with military and first responder families. Now we're expanding our mission to help veterans struggling with homelessness. We want to help them rebuild their lives not only by giving them a home, but by providing the services they need. Please join me in donating at T2T.org.
My name is Corporal David Marshall. I served with the 84th Infantry Division and fought in the Battle of the Bulge.
At 98 years old, he's a strong supporter of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. America should make a promise to all our heroes to take care of their families. If you're catastrophically injured, that we're going to take care of you.
They need the support. They need the help. They can't do it alone.
Go to T2T.org. Thank you, and God bless America.
Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. Our closing weekend will feature a special holiday racing program on Thursday, the 4th of July. Plus, our meets marquee race, the Great Lady Yump Stakes, on Saturday, July 6th. We'll also have our on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the NHC in Las Vegas. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. It's daytime racing at Los Alamitos.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Sunday as we wrap up a long and great Independence Day weekend. that started out with actually Independence Day on Thursday, July 4th. And we're wrapping it up here on Sunday, or July 7th. We welcome you to the show. We come to you from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio, the studio station here at South Point Studios on the YouTube streaming network. It's the South Point Studios streaming network on YouTube. And, of course, here in Las Vegas, our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. And, of course, our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, with the apps, KSHP app to listen, and the YouTube app to listen and watch on your iPhones or your Androids, and, of course, anywhere else you get your podcasting. Welcome to the Race Day Show for this wrapping up the Independence weekend here from Las Vegas, Nevada, your gaming capital, from the South Point Hotel Casino Complex here on Las Vegas Boulevard. We welcome you to the show today. Well, we have a lot of wrap-ups to do today. We're going to get to wrapping up a lot of the races from yesterday. It was a heck of a day of racing yesterday. There were big races all over the place, and even in some racetracks that don't normally have big races on the weekend. We have the results from all of the derbies and the Oaks, etc. We want to remind you again that Delaware Park, although they will be running today, had a two-day festival there. Their first day of the festival obviously was yesterday, but they canceled the races yesterday at Delaware Park because of the heat, the extreme heat. So yesterday's card was going to be rescheduled for tomorrow. So tomorrow's going to be kind of like a really fun kind of holiday day at Delaware Park, because they had four stakes races yesterday that they didn't run: the Christiana, the Alapocas Run, and the Kent Stakes and the Delaware Oaks. They will all be run on the 10-race card that was scheduled for yesterday, tomorrow. But they are racing at Delaware Park today. I want to tell you, we're still out there on the heat warnings. We got the excessive heat warnings out there. I know I tell you every day, but I'm going to keep telling you because it's that important to everybody out there. Now, here in Las Vegas, we're going to be the hottest spot in the nation today. We're going to get up to 118 degrees today here in Las Vegas. Always fast, firm, perfect, and cool in the race books, obviously. But outside, it's going to be 118. It's 89 degrees right now here in Las Vegas, a little bit after 7 a.m. Pacific time. And so you still have heat in places like Jacksonville, 93, Washington, 95, New York, 91, and so on. So the heat is still out there all over the place. Some of the racetracks, of course, like one, like Delaware, canceled yesterday because of the heat. But be forewarned that a lot of the racetracks that are running under those heat warnings today will have short post parades. Horses will come right out of the paddock and go right to the starting gate. So remember that as you play the races throughout today. And I will tell you over and over and over again, because you need to know over and over and over again to stay hydrated. Get a lot of water with you. Keep the kids and the dogs and the pets inside as much as possible. Check on the elderly that have a hard time with the heat, etc. Just stay hydrated, because once you feel dehydrated, it's going to be too late. So stay hydrated out there, okay? Keep warning you. I got to keep warning you. Okay, today is closing day at Los Alamitos for the L.A. County Fair meet there. It's also closing day at the Pleasanton Fair, the Alameda Fair up in Pleasanton. That closes today. And today is closing day at the Belmont at Aqueduct meet. So we got a lot of closing days out there. And you know the closing days at these racetracks means one thing: mandatory payoffs on all of the pools. Now, there is a carryover. There's two carryovers over at Pleasanton. And the other tracks don't have carryovers per se, but it's mandatory payoff anyhow. They're all going to be mandatory payoffs today at Belmont at Aqueduct, Los Alamitos, and at P-Town, Pleasanton, at the Alameda County Fair there. All right. Now, after today in Southern California, we're going to have to wait until the 11th of, or I should say the 12th of this month. After today, we wait until the 12th of this month. There'll be 12 days off in Southern California before it starts at Del Mar. Del Mar opens on the 20th. Los Al closes today. Nothing in between as far as Southern California for racing. As far as New York is concerned, well, when Aqueduct closes today after hosting that Belmont meet, they'll be rolling up to upstate New York to Saratoga. Saratoga will start on the 11th. The 11th of the month, Saratoga will open, and so it goes. By the way, Colonial Downs, which has a huge huge opening day, they've got a lot of races there, and full fields, too, at Colonial Downs. That opens on the 11th as well. So we're in a transition, but today is a big day for mandatory payouts, etc., and we'll be participating, no doubt. Okay, let's take a look at what happened yesterday, all right? We'll start off with the Aqueduct Racecourse, which is Belmont at Aqueduct, finally. And four stakes races yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct. They rolled out like this. The Dwyer for three-year-olds at a mile was the second race on the card. Domestic Product won that for Chad Brown and Flavian Pratt, paid $3.40 as the favorite in the four-horse field. Hades was second. Bilal was third in that race. Then we move to the sixth race, which is the which was the Belmont Derby Invitational at a mile and 3/16 on the outer turf course. A small field of five was there as well. You had Endlessly going back on the grass, and of course you had the Appleby and Godolphin runner of Legend of Time. But in the end, our man, Jonathan Hardoon, if you remember when I got to that race yesterday, I talked about these two horses, might be a throwdown between them two, and Jonathan says, wait a minute, I got another horse that I like in that race, and that other horse that he liked in that race beat them both. And that was Tricari, who went on the pace under John Velasquez and held on to win for Graham Motion. So John Velasquez and Graham Motion with Tricari wins the Belmont Derby Invitational and pays $12.40. Thank you very much, Jonathan Hardoon. $12.40 on that winner. White Palomino was second, which was attending the pace with Tricari there. Finishing third was Legend of Time. Endlessly finished last. Did not defy at all yesterday in the Belmont Derby Invitational. And then we went to the John Nayrud. The John Nayrud was the eighth race on the card at 7 furlongs. The winner there was Mulliken for Flavian Pratt's third win of the day in the first eight races. Rudolph Brissett was the trainer there, paying $4.40 as the favorite, outrunning Coastal Mission and 90% Maddie, who finished third. Then we got to the Belmont Oaks Invitational at a mile and 3/16 on the turf. The winner there was Cinderella's Dream with William Buick for Godolphin and for Appleby. They got the win there, and they got a big win there. This filly ran a huge race. She ran the mile and 3/16 in 153.42, $9.30 the win mutual there, outrunning Suggesta, and She Feels Pretty, who was the favorite in the race and finished third in that event in the Belmont Oaks Invitational. So those were the four big races yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct. Pick six has a carryover. They did not hit the pick six, primarily because of the seventh race winner that paid $68 to win. So you have a pick six carryover of $114,387 and a mandatory payoff today. The pick six, five out of six yesterday, paid $1,588.50. And you got to check this out. The last pick five, $68, $440, $9.30, $560, and $29.60. The pick five paid $14,783.75. $14,783.75 in the late pick five yesterday. So we got a carryover and a mandatory payoff today at Belmont at Aqueduct. Horseshoe Indianapolis had a bunch of stakes races, but the two big ones of the day, of course, were the Indiana Oaks and the Indiana Derby. In the Indiana Oaks, the winner there was Chatelas. Antonio Frasu for Grant Foster. Chatelas holds on to win in a close one, $23.80, the win mutual there. Little Jamie was second, and the 1-5 favorite in the race, Impel, finished third. Chatelas, if you remember, won the Chandelier Stakes as a two-year-old out at Santa Anita last year. So Chatelas wins the Indiana Oaks. In the Indiana Derby, at a mile and 16 for three-year-olds, the winner there was that big, big, nice-looking gray horse, Dragoon Guard. This, of course, was Jonathan Ardoon's pick on the show, Dragoon Guard. battled the pace early with a long shot, put him away, and then drew away from the field. Dragoon Guard with Florent Garot aboard paid $5.80, was the second favorite in the race, was not the favorite. Stronghold was the favorite, finishing second. An Informed Patriot was third. The Brad Cox trainee, a son of Arrogate, is now 3 wins out of 4 lifetime starts. Dragoon Guard. You'll be hearing more about that horse and as the three-year-olds move through the summertime. All right, the Festival of Racing, a two-day Festival of Racing at Prairie Meadows. Yesterday was the second of the 2 days. They had the Iowa Oaks, 7th race on the card. There, Just Basking wins that race. Chris Landeros for Ian Wilkes, paying $5.60 as the favorite. Just Be Quiet was second, and Devilita was third. In the Iowa Derby yesterday, the winner there was Henro. Rafael Bejarano aboard for Chris Hartman, paying $11.60, battling for the lead and getting up in the nick of time. Henro wins it. Finishing second was Just a Touch. Northern Flame finished third, and that one, Just a Touch, the favorite, had a wide trip in the race, and an eventful trip, that's for sure. And in the Cornhusker, the big race for the handicap division, Red Route 1 won for Christian Torres at $9 even. Red Route 1 beat Unload, who finished second. The first two finishers were trained by Steve Asmussen, finishing third in the race with Ain't Life Grand. The other big favorite in the race, Hit Show, never fired in that one. And that was the Cornhusker yesterday. Then we went to Los Alamitos in Southern California. What a day it was at Los Al. Talking about fireworks, there was plenty on the track yesterday at Los Al. Rich Ang gave us the winner of the first race, paid $3.80, Indy Star, so we got off on a good foot there. But then the second race paid $40.40, and then it started to happen. The pick six with a two-day carryover. The first of the pick six races paid $16.60. This was the third win in a row for jockey Ricardo Ramirez. He won the second and third races and the fourth race with the $16.60 winner. The all Ramirez dollar pick three paid $1,642.80, coupling Ramirez's first of the three winners at $40.40 and $14.40 respectively. First pick six winner paid $16.60. Then we got to the fifth race, but a boom. Big long shot, $70.80 for the winner there. Go to the sixth race. The sixth race, finally, the favorite wins and paid $3.80. The seventh race, the favorite wins, but it was a lukewarm favorite at that. That winner paid $7.40. Then you get to the eighth race on the card. $15.40 was the winner there for trainer Antonio Garcia's second win of the day, Hector Barrios ridden. $15.40 there. So it all came down to the last race at Los Alamitos, the Grade 2 Great Lady M Stakes. And going into that last race with that two-day carryover and a mandatory payoff for today, there was only one live ticket that could take it all down, and that was on the favorite, and she delivered. That's right. Swiss Azteca won and won easily under Juan Hernandez for Mike McCarthy, paying $3.40 as the favorite. So you had three favorites, a couple of middle price winners, and a big $70 horse. Somebody put it together. The winning pick six payoff, $272,293.20. No carryover today. No monster carryover for a mandatory payoff. But there will be a mandatory payoff because it's closing day anyway. That was yesterday at Los Alamitos. Wow, what a day it was there. Other stakes winners yesterday, the Smiles Sprint at Gulfstream Park, won by Comedy Town. Drayden Van Dyke's finding a new life down in Florida. The winner there paid $25.80 for Safi Joseph Jr. And in the stakes at Woodbine, the Hendry Stakes, Gal in a Rush with the Kazuchi Kimura for Christophe Clement, won that one and paid $15.10 there. And that's what happened yesterday around the country. We got more happening today, though, that's for sure. On the show today, we've got Jonathan Hardoon back with us. Rich Ang will be with us. Bob Mazursky will be with us to wrap up the finale over there at Los Alamitos. John Lendo as well. And I have Jerry J's picks at both the Aqueduct and Los Alamitos today. And don't forget... We have those all those mandatories and closings today. So without any further ado on this final Independence Day weekend show, we're going to a break. Stay hydrated out there. It's going to be hot. We'll be right back.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world. Our gaming amenities include over 60 table games and over 2,600 of the most popular slot and video poker machines. We have penny slots, including the popular Buffalo games, and real machines like Wheel of Fortune, Triple Sevens, and Megabucks. If you prefer video poker, try Deuces Wild, Double Double Bonus, or a variety of multi-denomination games. Or try your hand at one of the most popular casino table games in the world, Blackjack. Don't let the game intimidate you. Blackjack, also known as 21, is both easy and fun. And our dealers are always happy to assist. And the best part? Blackjack always pays 3-2. Next, check out the roulette tables. Roulette is one of the easiest casino games to learn. And so much fun to play. It's a favorite of both beginners and seasoned players. In addition to blackjack and roulette, our casino pit features over 60 popular table games like Baccarat, Pai Gow Poker, Three Card Poker, Ultimate Texas Hold'em, and Mississippi Stud. So get out of your room and come join in the fun.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, let's get right to the racing menu for today. We got our handicappers stacked up out there waiting to get on. So, reminding you that the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect out of the Pacific time zone. Because we're here in Las Vegas in the Pacific time zone, these will be the first post times rolling out in our race books today. If you're listening anywhere else in the Pacific time zone, no problem as well. But if you're listening on all of those platforms we have around the world, there are plenty different of time zones that you'll have to adjust from to the Pacific time zone to get the first post times right in wherever you may be so you don't miss anything, an opportunity to make a bet like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here's the menu of racetracks today, and we look at the weather around the country. All I can tell you, it's just going to be hot. Simply put, it's hot. All right, we begin our racing menu with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has eight races today, and their first post time is 9:25. 9:25 at Laurel Park. And then we go to Delaware Park. Now, Delaware Park has four stakes races today. Remember, the stakes races that were supposed to be held yesterday at Delaware Park are going to be held tomorrow. So it's going to be kind of like a fun day tomorrow at Delaware Park. But for today, the stakes races will be the $175,000 Battery Park, at a mile and 16 for three-year-olds and up. And in that race, the 5-2 favorite is Drake's Passage with Jose Ortiz going there. The $125,000 Dashing Beauty at 6 furlongs is the 7th race. In that race, the 9-5 favorite is Olivia Darling with Javier Castellano there. So they're at Delaware Park today. In the $250,000 Robert G. Dick Memorial, there's 9 going in that at a mile and 3/8 on the turf. And it's a pretty wide-open race. The 3-1 favorite there is Warlike Goddess. She runs in the Dick Memorial there. Warlike Goddess, Junior Alvarado, will ride in that one. And then the $500,000 Grade 2 Delaware Handicap at a mile and 3/16 for fillies and mares, four-year-olds, three-year-olds and up. Fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up at a mile and 3/16. 8 go to the post in that one. Wet Paint is the 3-2 favorite with Flavian Pratt aboard. So a lot of the Eastern riders based at Aqueduct will be at Delaware Park today. Their first post time is at 9:30. 9:30 at Delaware Park today. All right, next up comes Ellis Park. 9 races at Ellis Park. first post time at Ellis with a super high five jack, super high five carryover, not a jackpot. $6,219. Their pick six jackpot carryover stands at $6,555. Ellis Park, 9 races. First post time is at 9:50. Then we go to Monmouth Park from the shores of New Jersey. Monmouth Park has a pick six jackpot carryover, a goodie too, $246,517. Their feature race today is the Irish War Cry Stakes. That'll be the ninth at, on the card at a mile on the turf. First post time at Monmouth is at 9:50 with that big pick six jackpot carryover in the 10 race card. Gulfstream Park is next. Gulfstream Park has 10 races. Their feature race is the $100,000 Soldiers Dancer Stakes. That'll be the 10th and final race at a mile on the turf at Gulfstream. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $37,038. $37,038 in their Rainbow Pick Six jackpot carryover. First post time at Gulfstream for their 10 races set at 9:55. Then we go to Belmont Aqueduct. It is closing day at Belmont Aqueduct. That Belmont Aqueduct pick six carryover from yesterday, and you know that it's mandatory today, stands at $114,387.99. Mandatory payoff on all the pools today at Belmont at Aqueduct. 9 races. The $125,000 Port Washington will be the 5th race on the card on the inner turf at a mile and 16th. Scratch the 4, What Loves Look Like, and the 7, Bon Adieu, and the 6, Bustin' Bay. 4, 6, and 7 are out of that Port Washington 5th race. That'll leave just a 4-horse field with the 6-5 favorite there is Silver Skillet with Joel Rosario aboard. Later on, earlier in the day, the second race is the $125,000 Hudson Valley at a mile on the inner turf for 4-year-olds and up. Scratch the 6, Sheriff Diego. The 6 is out of that race. That'll leave just 5 in the race. The 8, the even money favorite there is Spirit of St. Louis with Manny Franco. The 2nd and 5th races are the stakes races on the day. 9 races overall, closing day. Everything goes out the door. Pick 6 carryover. Regular pick 6 carryover, $114,388, and a first post time of 10:05 at Belmont at Aqueduct. Woodbine has 10 races, a couple of stakes races. The first race is the Lake Heron at 5 furlongs on the turf, a compact competitive field of 5. And then the $100,000 Georgian Bay is the 7th at 5 furlongs on the turf for 3-year-old fillies. And that's a compact field of 6, with Olivia Rose being the even money favorite in that one. 10 races today at Woodbine. They've got a carryover in their pick 6 jackpot, $54,026. And a first post time at Woodbine today is set at 10:10 at Woodbine today. Okay? Next up comes Canterbury Park. Canterbury Park has 8 races. Their first post time at Canterbury Park is set at 11:10 at Canterbury Park. And then we have the Hawthorne Racecourse. 10 races at Hawthorne today. Hawthorne's first post time is set at 12:10. They have a super high five carryover, $918 today at Hawthorne for the first post time of 12:10 for their 10 races. Then we wrap it up today at Los Alamitos. The Los Alamitos Thoroughbred card ends today. Mandatory payoffs on all the pools today. May not be any carryovers, but there is a mandatory payoff. By the way, there is a super high five carryover there of $8,347. And you know that goes today as well. So there's a mandatory payoff on all the pools. Super high five carryover, $8,347. 9 races today, with a first post time of 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, first post today at Los Alamitos Thoroughbreds for their final card. Emerald Downs has 8 races. The King County Stakes is their 7th and featured on the card. Emerald Downs has a pick 6 carryover, $3,411. 8 races, first post time, 1:30. The Northern California Racing Fairs wraps up at Pleasanton today. The Alameda County Fair wraps up at Pleasanton today. There's 10 races, a couple of stakes races. The $75,000 Everett Nevin goes as the 6th for 2-year-olds at 5.5 furlongs. And the Pleasanton Mile at a mile and 70 yards. Pleasanton Mile is at a mile and 70 yards. The 3-year-olds and up is the 8th race on the card. $150,000 stakes race. 8 go to the post in that one. And Lamas is the 5-2 favorite there. First post time at Pleasanton is at 1:45. And they have, of course, their carryovers, the Super High 5 carryover, $25,078. That goes today, as well as the Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $2,335. Mandatory payoff today in Northern California at Pleasanton. They'll switch next to the next fair coming up in Northern California. Then we have Prairie Meadows. Big day of racing yesterday. They'll wrap it up today with 11 races. The first three races, four races will be quarter horses. The second race will be a quarter horse stakes race, and the fourth race will be the Golden Derby for three-year-olds at 350 yards. And then seven thoroughbred races will kick in thereafter. And so we have 11 races today at Prairie Meadows, and a first post time at Prairie Meadows with a Pick 5 jackpot carryover of $44,667 set at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Finally, we wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California, their quarter horse racing there. Los Al has a first post time of 5:45, eight races, one mixed breed, one thoroughbred, and six quarter horse races makes up tonight's card at Los Al. And again, first post time is 5:45 there, and they're going to seed the Pick 6 pot tonight at Los Alamitos, the nighttime card, with $10,000. So $10,000's already sitting there. That's your menu on this final day of the Independence weekend. And now we go to Jonathan Hardoon, standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. It's been an exciting week of racing, that's for sure. We got still a lot left today with mandatory payoffs, etc., and waiting, of course, for the changeover to the next racetracks that come up. But in the meantime, it'll be a kind of a fun day, I think, today, trying to kind of bob and weave with the excessive heat. But anything happened yesterday at any of the racetracks that piqued your interest?
I'm really interested to see the winning ticket at Los Al.
Oh, yeah.
That was a pretty good job of handicapping, but whoever was lucky enough to hit it, they certainly got paid and well rewarded.
That's for sure. That's, you know, the $70 horse was the one that really got to me. But, you know, those middle-priced horses, when you get by the favorite and the second favorite and you get into those 6-to-1s and 7-to-1s, they are just about as dangerous as the big $70 horse is.
Absolutely. And the sad news for whoever hit it was, I have a feeling if there was $2 million in the pool, he still may have been the only winning ticket.
Yeah, if the mandatory was yesterday. Yeah, you're right.
You know, that's the way it works out. And Friday, there was one ticket alive to the two who didn't run well. Yesterday, one ticket alive to the winner, and that guy collected.
So, yeah, boy, again, he must have been on pins and needles for the entire time it took to run that race from the previous race, because you know, you feel comfortable having the favorite, but still, all in all, we've seen a lot of the favorites, especially yesterday, that were getting beat. But this one won like a good one. I mean, she ran away with the Great Lady M.
Yeah, when they hit the top of the stretch, you really knew it was over. She just drew away, and she put in a terrific effort. So congratulations to all involved.
Hey, what about Dragoon over there? The big win in that the Derby there, man. Wow. For Cox.
Only fourth career start, first time around two turns. I would say this is another Cox horse that has a very bright future. I would look maybe even for the Haskell or the Travers down the road this summer, because this horse could be that good.
Yeah, he stepped up. He had three races, and then this was a two-turner and a graded stakes race, and he went through that with flying colors, no doubt about it. Jonathan, we come to the end of the weekend, and we have, of course, some time off, but you are getting ready up there at Saratoga. I know your town is starting to get alive there, a lot more alive with Saratoga starting on the 11th.
Yeah, the town is starting to pick up. You could feel it in the air, Ralph. And, you drive past the track, there's a ton of traffic. They use both the main track and the training track. So you have horses that cross over Union Avenue. And unless you know the town, you're in big trouble, because you'll be spending a lot of time waiting for these horses to cross the road. Unless you know the shortcuts, you're in big trouble.
So during the morning workouts, it would behoove everybody not to go down that road.
Avoid Union Avenue at all costs till at least noontime, because that's when they shut it down. But you have horses that are stabled on the other side of Union Avenue, and they have to cross over, so they stop all the traffic. And even if it's one horse, if the traffic's backed up 2 miles, They wait for that one horse to cross.
Isn't that, though, the part of the character and the romance of Saratoga? Yeah, it is.
Yes, that's the charm. Yeah. I mean, you know, you go to the bagel store in the morning, you go for a newspaper, you see all these trainers, all these jockeys, everyone's hanging out and talking with them. It's a special place, and if you've never been here,
you got
add it to the bucket list. You have to make one visit here.
Yeah, you got to go. That's for sure. It was in the brief times that I've been to Saratoga, I've always enjoyed it, and it was always too short a time. That's for sure. Well, why don't you charm us with a couple of winners today?
All right, Ralph. Let's look at the seventh race at Belmont at the Big A. And remember, you have a mandatory payout today in the pick six and a nice carryover. Mm-hmm. I like the number eight horse in here, Capital Gal. This is a five-year-old mare from the Ray Handel barn. Drew a line through her last race on the turf. Previous two starts, either one good enough to win. I love the rider switch today to Dylan Davis, 5-1 on the morning line. Number eight, Capital Gal, wins today's seventh race out at Belmont at the Big A.
Wrapping it up at Belmont at the Big A, eighth race. Make that the seventh race, number eight. The seventh race, number eight, Capital Gal. Seventh race, the eight, Capital Gal at the closing at Belmont at Aqueduct. Where else are we going?
Let's go to Gulfstream Park and look at that ninth race. They have a terrific card today, full fields, Ralph. A ninth race today. I love the number five horse in here, Gervin Girl. Four-year-old filly from the Barry Croft barn. Luca Panici aboard to ride. She's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. She's in the best racing shape of her career. Number five, Gervin Girl, wins today's ninth race out at Gulfstream Park.
All right. Ninth at Gulfstream. Number five, Gervin Girl. The five in the ninth at Gulfstream. Jonathan picks for the Race Day Show. Jonathan, tell them how many sheets you have today.
Three sheets. We have Aqueduct at Belmont at Aqueduct. We have LoSalle, and we have Gulfstream Selections.
All right. You got it. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Yes, sir. Day before opening day at Saratoga, so we got plenty to talk about, Robert.
I'll bet you'll have plenty to talk about. That's for sure. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
Thank you. Stay safe.
And we want to make sure we want to thank him for all of his hard work over the week as well for us as well. All right, we're going to go to a short break. When we come back, Bob Mazursky standing by for the finale at LoSalle. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at T2T.org.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. Our closing weekend will feature a special holiday racing program on Thursday, the 4th of July. Plus, our meets marquee race, the Great Lady Umpstakes, on Saturday, July 6th. We'll also have our on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the NHC in Las Vegas. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. It's daytime racing at Los Alamitos.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas on this Sunday. We're going to wrap up Los Alamitos, and it has been an exciting meet, that's for sure, with Bob Mazursky standing by. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you today?
Well, I'm fine, and I'm sure that that one person somewhere that hit that all-burger yesterday in the pick six is really fine this morning.
Yeah, I'm sure he or she is. That was quite a hit. I thought the way the pick six started yesterday, I thought we were looking at a triple carryover in the closing day, and that would have generated a monster pool today. But congratulations to whoever was that hit it yesterday. We're trying to find out. Hopefully this morning we'll know where the ticket was purchased and give out the details, but it was a nice hit, and they certainly didn't have to sweat much in the finale with Sweet Azteca. She certainly was very impressive winning the Great Lady M.
She sure was, and that time was a new track record, wasn't it?
That is correct. She broke the track record set by Finest City in this race 8 years ago, and you know, Sweet Azteca, I bet your connections are hoping she can go on and do the same thing that Finest City did out of that race. You know, 6 months later, she won the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint at San Anita, and then ended up being the Eclipse Champion as the champion female sprinter. And Sweet Azteca certainly looks like she has the ability to do that. She's very talented, obviously, and she's won 4 out of 5 now. Very impressive for owner breeder Pamela Zybarth and trainer Michael McCarthy.
Yeah, no question about that. Time 114.33 100. It's a new track record for Sweet Azteca. And the live ticket that was singled to that had no sweat about halfway through the race when all of a sudden he saw her, that person, persons, whatever, the interest in the pick six ticket saw this filly just pulling away from the rest of the field, won by daylight. Well, we have closing day at the Los Al Thoroughbreds today. And one thing you can say about Los Al, when people say, well, there's a lot of favorites winning there. Well, I can tell you right now, there was a mixture of everything possible during this Los Alamitos meeting, that's for sure. And you close with a nice 9-race competitive card.
Yeah, there was really a lot of favorites in the early pick five yesterday. They paid $113,000. So, yeah, there were
18
tickets five yesterday. Yeah, it's been a mixture. Yeah, the meet started off kind of very chalky. The beginning was very chalky. But at the end, you know, with the double carryovers and close to another carryover yesterday, we've certainly had a mixture of prices. So, should be an interesting card today. Kyle Frey has all but wrapped up the jockey title, his first one here. His closest pursuer, Edmund Maldonado, is riding up at Pleasanton today, so obviously he can't catch him. And then we have a 4-way tie in the trainer's race. Bob Baffert, Peter Miller, Steve Knapp, and George Parabon all have 4 winners. I would give Knapp the edge only because he has his horses in 6 different races today,
wow.
So he might be the one that comes out on top.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on the Knapp horses in the races today, that's for sure. It's been a heck of a meet, and I got to tell you, the one thing about it is horsemen just love the race over that track because they feel that the track is very fair and safe for all the horses, and that's all good news, that's for sure.
No, absolutely. It's got a lot of bounce to it. Bob Baffert has consistently said it's the best racing service in California. You know, he said that from day one back in 2014, and he continues to say it. And a lot of other top trainers, obviously, a lot of their horses start here. Phil D'Amato, Doug O'Neill trains a lot of horses here, John Sadler. So, yeah, the fact that they all train here, a lot of their horses get their start here, that says a lot about the surface.
Well, Bob, you gave us a winner on Friday, and you got a horse that wound up being scratched yesterday in the 8th race, so no harm, no foul there. Give us a finale winner today.
I'm going to go to one easy to remember, number 6 in the 6th race, Dreaming of Hope. She's a comebacker for Peter Miller, whose horses have been firing at this meet. As I said, he's had 4 winners at the meet. A couple of other horses have run well. I think she ran against a little bit better horses last year. She's adding Lasix for the first time. So number 6, Dreaming of Hope, gets her maiden broken in race 6.
6th race, number 6, as he says, easy to remember. 6 in the 6th race is Bob Mazursky's pick. I want to remind everybody that Bob continues to handicap in Southern California for the Southern California races, as he does today. Where can they get your stuff?
I'm in the Southern California News Group papers, which includes the LA Daily News, Pasadena Star News, Long Beach Press Telegram, Orange County Register, among others. Also at todaysracingdigest.com. Do selections every racing day in Southern California.
All right, you got it, Bob. We want to thank you so much for your contributions on the show here for Los Alamitos each and every meet. And you are more than welcome anytime you want to come back to talk about Southern California racing on the Race Day Show. When's the next Los Al Thoroughbred meet?
We start again on September 13th, which is a Friday, you know, like about 5 days after Del Mar ends, we start. We'll run 6 days. We'll have 2 3-day weeks during that meet. It's just called the September meet. So, we'll look forward to that. Then we have the winter meet starting in December. That's also a 6-day meet, and that's when we have our big races of the year, the Starlet and the Futurity for 2-year-olds.
Well, we'll be looking for you, that's for sure, Bob. Thanks a lot, and thanks for being on the Race Day Show.
No problem, Ralph. You take care, and maybe I'll talk to you during Del Mar prior to our September meet.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to do that. Thanks a lot, Bob.
All right.
All right, let's go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, it's been an interesting weekend of racing during the Independence Day weekend, and we got one more day left today, and some interesting cards out there, including a very competitive card, Los Alamitos.
Yeah, it was kind of disappointing to see the pick six go down yesterday. Congratulations to whoever had it. The only thing I was thinking about, I was just hoping it wasn't a CAW unit that got it. I'd rather just see an individual player with great handicapping put a ticket like that together.
Yeah, a life-changing handicapping, that's for sure. We'll cut to the chase because we're pushing a little bit on this Sunday show. I want to remind everybody, Richie's Southern California Handicap is available like today, his picks today at Los Alamitos, right at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. And, of course, he'll be doing Del Mar as well. Richie, give me a winner.
Let's go to race number six. We got a Scirocco play for you, Ralph, in race six. Bob just gave out a horse there, but the horse I like is the number eight, Discrepancy, 9-2 in the morning line. I think this horse was a beaten favorite last time out at this condition, but might have been a little aggressively ridden. I think this horse is better off just settling off the pace, looking for targets and coming on late. So let's go with the eight, Discrepancy, 9-2 in race six.
Well, I get another Scirocco play for the weekend, that's for sure. And we want to thank you for your winner yesterday. Let's parlay it to a win today in the sixth race. You like number eight, Discrepancy, the eight and the sixth. And so the Scirocco play will be an exacta box of 6-8-8-6 in that sixth race. Thanks a lot, Richie. We will talk to you on Wednesday.
Hey, thanks, man. Good luck, everybody.
All right, taking a short break, and then we're going to wrap up this long weekend of racing in Race Day Las Vegas right after this. Don't go away.
Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. Our closing weekend will feature a special holiday racing program on Thursday, the 4th of July. Plus, our meets marquee race, the Great Lady Yump Stakes on Saturday, July 6th. We'll also have our on-track handicapping contest. You can win a seat to the NHC in Las Vegas. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick Six pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. It's daytime racing at Los Alamitos.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, before we get to John Linda, I'm going to give you Jerry Jackwitz's picks for today off the Jerry J's Power Pages. He will join us. He'll be off his sabbatical and be back with us next week. But this is my interpretation of a play off of his Power Pages. We're going to go to Belmont at Aqueduct, and at Belmont at Aqueduct, we're going to go to the eighth race. In the eighth race, Jerry's selection is going to be the two, Mrs. Astor, which is a star horse on his sheet. The two is the key. The link-ups will be numbers 5, 7, and 8. 5, 7, 8. The 5 is 15-1 on the morning line. The 7 is 12-1, and the 8 is the 8-5 favorite in the race. So we got the 2 over 5, 7, 8, and reverse. The 2's the play in the eighth race at Belmont at Aqueduct. We remind you to do those reverses as well. At Los Alamitos, we're going to the ninth and final race on the card at Los Al today with Jerry's pick. In the ninth race, number 9, Disobey. The 9, Disobey, a star horse on his sheet, is the play. The link-ups will be numbers 1, 2, 3, and 11. 1, 2, 3, and 11 in the last race at Los Alamitos, the link-ups. 7-2, 9-2, 20-1, and a 12-1. And so we got the 9 over 1, 2, 3, and 11 and reverse. Jerry J's Power Pages for Los Al and Belmont at Aqueduct, available at jerryjspowerpage.com. All right, now we go to John Lendo, standing by in Southern California. John, we come to the end of the trail on the Independence weekend of racing.
Yeah, it's been a long weekend, a lot of stakes races, good field sizes to finish off Los Alamitos. Congratulations to them. They did a great job of building up through this short meet.
Yeah, they sure did. And I got to tell you, there was a little bit for everybody at Los Alamitos. This, whatever kind of a player you were, you had your opportunities.
Yeah, the first week, I think it was all chalk. And then there's been nothing but bombs, it seems like, this week. So, you get the bigger field sizes. It opens up a little bit. And now we get to finish it off with a nice mandatory payout in the pick six today.
Well, Great Lady M, Sweet Azteca in the Great Lady M, was just an impressive winner.
She was spectacular. She pushed a very fast pace, 43 and change to the half mile, and actually won to wrap, setting that track record. Yeah. And this race has a history of producing good winners down the line too. And I think every good older filly and mare sprinter was in that race too. So she beat everybody.
Well, John, I know we would have given you all the courtesy in the world of not being on the show today if you were that one winner in the pick six, but I guess you weren't.
No, I got to work today, unfortunately, but I want to find out who my best friend is, and
yeah.
I'll look forward to hear how big a ticket they put in to hit that thing.
Yeah, no kidding. That was some handicap, and that's for sure. All right, you have the Linda Report available today here at the South Point, and only at the South Point, exclusively, free of charge, complimentary here, for both the closing day at Belmont at Aqueduct and closing day at Los Alamitos Thoroughbreds. Two full Linda reports today here at the South Point, and only at the South Point. And it's complimentary because they love horse players here and John Lindo's product as well. John, before we get the two picks from you real quick, since we have closing at Los Alamitos and Del Mar doesn't open until the 20th of July, but Saratoga will open on the 11th. What's the Linda Report scheduled for the next week?
Right. Well, we've been doing Aqueduct for a few weeks now with the intention of being ready for Saratoga. So we'll do the first week at Saratoga, which opens on Thursday. Huge field sizes on opening day at Saratoga. We're going to hit the ground running there on Thursday.
All right. And the Linda Report available, of course, here at the South Point. Let's go to Belmont at Aqueduct and wrap up that meet with the winner.
All right, I sent you my play last night. Unfortunately, in the first race, there are two late scratches, so it's just a field of four now, but this is the longest price on the program. Number four, Maggie T, 6-1 on the program. The two speed horses in the race, number one and number three, drawn right inside of her. She falls into a good pressing trip. In a small field, she's still ought to offer a little value, maybe 3-1, I'm hoping. Race number one, number four, Maggie T, Belmont at Aqueduct.
Yeah, and don't forget, John, we could use that as a singleton in the early pick five as well and go searching for a little bit more price thereafter. So in the first race, post time, Pacific time, 10:05 a.m., first race, Belmont at Aqueduct. You like the four, Maggie T. Number four, Maggie T is your play at Belmont at Aqueduct. Now we'll wrap it up at Los Alamitos.
Let's go to race number five. It looks like kind of a modest field of two-year-old maidens, mostly first-time starters. And there's a guy that I like to play with these kind of races, and that's a number eight, Run for Kidder trainer Adam Kitchingman. Long-term record with first-time starters, very good. He does not have to work horses fast to have them ready. You have Joe Talamo from the outside post. Anything close to 10-1 is a play for me. Number eight, Run for Kidder, race number five, Los Alamitos.
All right, fifth race at Los Alamitos, and that's, of course, the anchor and the only pick five they have at Los Al in the fifth race. And so we might be able to single that two-year-old maiden in the fifth race, number eight, Run for Kidder. The eight, Run for Kidder, 10-1 with Joe Talamo aboard in the fifth race, the eight horse. And again, we remind you, John Lindo's Linda Reports for all of Belmont at Aqueduct and all of Los Alamitos is available right now here at the South Point Racebook free of charge, exclusively here. This is the only place you can get the Linda Report here in your gaming capital because they love horse players here. And his Linda Report will continue next week as well. And we will continue next week as well with the race day shows beginning again on Wednesday. Well, it's been a heck of a 4th of July weekend and Independence weekend, that's for sure. We want to wish everybody out there to stay, just to remember to stay hydrated because it's going to be hot out there and it will be hot, et cetera. But it's been a great week and we enjoy the fact that you guys are with us and certainly our handicappers doing a great job for you. So as we end this race day show, I want to remind you, we'll be back on Wednesday. But there is one more thing to say and John's going to say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
All righty. And we want to remind you again that the Race Day Las Vegas shows will be back on Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time. In the meantime, stay tuned to the YouTube South Point Studios streaming network for a bunch of great programs covering sports and, of course, horses as well. Have a great race day out there, everybody, and be safe.